This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. This week I took a little trip to the heart of TV land, Studio City, California. As part of our ongoing coverage of the writer's strike, now in week three, we stopped by Arts Deli. It's an institution. Half of their business comes from Hollywood, says Arts' daughter, Roberta Middledorf.
We have a combination of producers, writers, directors, actors, some that wear more than one hat. And you'll find right now in the dining room, you've got a couple actors. You have different writers.
My name is Bob Orsi.
George Strayton.
And who do you write for?
I'm a feature writer, so whoever wants to pay me.
And have you worked on anything that we would know?
Well, we were working on the show Xena, Battle Warrior Princess or whatever.
Later, I find out he's being a little modest. Bob wrote the movies Mission Impossible 3, Transformers, and the upcoming Star Trek film. And so you're here having a late breakfast, it looks like, over there.
We're calling it brunch.
You're calling
he's got
it brunch.
Breakfast and I've got lunch.
Okay, so let's call it brunch. And so what are you doing here right now?
I work here a lot. This has always been a lucky place for us in terms of generating ideas. And actually, one of the things we've been doing here lately is generating ideas about how to keep our message alive and how to make the PR for the Writers Guild a little bit more effective, a little more proactive, and a little more outreaching to the studios.
And so what have you come up with here, brainstorming?
Let's see. We were just working on Don't Write Us Off. We were going to sing All We Are Saying Is Give Us a Piece,
right,
to the tune of John Lennon.
What else did we have? No Nerds, No Words.
No Nerds, No Words. I like that.
Yeah.
Scans. Aside from poetic strike signs, George and Bob have come up with a serious plan. Remember, this dispute is largely over how to divide up money from new media.
We're trying to see it a little bit more from the studio's point of view, and to understand that they have legitimate concerns in terms of being afraid about the growth of the industry and in terms of being afraid of finding new revenue streams. But we're all in that boat. And the argument that the industry is the Titanic does not mean that because they're in first class are the only ones that get a lifeboat. And rather than thinking of it as the Titanic, we'd rather think of it as, why don't we team up and become partners in figuring out what new media really is? The more information they share with us, the more information we share with them, the more we will both figure it out, as opposed to letting the fear of the industry collapsing divide us and having us hoard our resources, hoard our creativity, et cetera, et cetera.
There is some hoarding going on here at Arts Deli, as Bob will admit.
One of the things we're trying to think about if the strike goes on is how to make money on the internet, with or without a studio. I hope we can do it with the studios. So that's what I'm thinking about these days. Exactly what they want us to be thinking about, except I'm thinking about how to cut them out of it.
Luckily for Bob, there are no studio heads at the next booth. But Roberta Middledorf says they do come in, writers and executives, as close as a bagel and a schmear.
So you haven't had any brawls between the booths? You haven't had any loud arguments, let's just say? I don't see writers brawling physically, per se, but maybe tossing a well-honed barb over the counter there.
No, we haven't had that yet. No, we hope not to. We hope they settle. It's difficult because we have people on both sides of it. And what do you do? And you try to support everybody and you understand everybody's causes. It is very difficult.
So, no strike signs are allowed on the walls here, no matter how well written. And Arts Deli welcomes anyone and everyone. More so these days, as the strike has meant fewer people walking in, sitting down, and taking a meeting.
My love to you, Mom.
They come in on Wednesday, so they all want to eat here.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, they come in.